Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Chair, bear with me because this is a work of patchwork in Spanish. Señor Presidente.
Mr. Chair, would like to thank you and recognize your efforts related to the presentation of this section on recommendations, giving us a roadmap with a view to the 2021 review conference. Specifically, I'd like to make the following comments. First, we support the inclusion, the first words of this part, as a first step, that refers to our discussions as something that is moving forward, because the principles are not the ultimate goal of the work of this group. Now, on the second part of the paragraph, we have doubts in connection with the guiding principles, but in the spirit of cooperation, we can accept the first part of the paragraph, but we would like to ask you to end the sentence after Annex 1 to the report. Now, as we explained during the beginning of our discussions, the guiding principles are principles to guide the work of experts in the GGE. Now, on the second part of the paragraph, I would like to ask you to delete it, as well as to discuss the issue, the elaboration of new guiding principles, because this is not part of our mandate. Now, on 24B, we take a positive view of establishing a timetable of the meetings of the GGE for the upcoming 2 years. This helps organize our work in capitals because the different ministries and other stakeholders involved in this national debate. Nevertheless, and we're concerned and seriously concerned with the possibility of presenting to the review conference an assessment of our work. So we believe that the establishment of any mechanism to review our work at the end of 2020 can minimize these uncertainties and not give the impression that the group is not working at a pace that it should be working at in light of the complex nature of the issue. Now, on the duration of sessions, we agree that it wasn't enough this year. We needed informal meetings, and it was not always easy to participate. Now, on 24D, we fully support the inclusion, and we actually thank the ICRC for the original proposal. Now, if we look at the part related to legal work, we need to complement our work carrying out comparative analyses to find legal gaps in order to be able to work on those areas when necessary. So what we have been doing up till now is the application of existing IHL and international law. Now, in general terms, Mr. Chairman, in the legal, military, and technological areas, we agree with the amendments presented, and we do understand the logic for including professionals from the individual areas is necessary, and the expertise from each knowledge is indeed necessary, but without prejudice to the above, and I'd like to say something very important. The technological evolution has a significant impact going beyond existing domains, and we have to understand that analysis of all of this should be done in silos. So we need to have a multidisciplinary analysis, and I think this is something that you talk about here, cross analysis, because we are looking for convergences between these different groups, and it'll help us to identify these technological advances in each area. Now, more specifically, and coming back to the legal part, you are specifying or the need to have a compilation. Well, my delegation is not really convinced about the role of compilation of the group of experts. From a procedural point of view, for example, the mandate of the group does not have this, but also on the question of substance, this will really require a lot of time and resources to have a compilation of existing applicable international law. But we have to first understand what that means, applicable international law related to laws. Yes, and I think that compilations already exist. What we have to understand, how international law applies to laws. We have to continue with these initiatives, and indeed we welcome initiatives taken by states at the national level. Nevertheless, we do hope that this work can be carried out by a specialized agency like the ICRC. Now, on the new proposal, to use the format of the Friends of the Chair, and also experts from the legal, military, and technological areas, we do not fully agree with this proposal. We have to leave the next chairman free to identify the methodology and form of work. Nevertheless, we have to persevere along this path, looking for ideas, and we need to ensure adequate geographical representation. And finally, Mr. Chair, on E, Roman 3, we would like to come back to the original language that existed until yesterday, because we believe that these new additions will require explanations and additional clarifications. I reiterate, Mr. Chairman, for my delegation, it is important to have a legal tool that is legally binding, that takes the form of a protocol that will guarantee human control over the critical functions of the laws. Thank you.